KSU Santa Clara presents. Two nerds answering the call to become KSU DJs. Join them now on this incredible journey.
It's a trap!
Robot at night.
Great Scott!
New powers rising!
I got a bad feeling about this.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
There is no escape.
You will be assimilated.
What we do, it is useless to resist.
Resistance is futile.
You will be deleted.
Exterminate!
Prepare for battle!
Exterminate!
It's a man-hound!
We're doomed.
That is right. You are doomed because you are now locked into Robots Attack at KSCU. Now, it has been a while, hasn't it, ladies and gentlemen? You have not heard us two nerds, Joe and Caleb.
Yo, what's up?
And what we are going to do for this sort of last show, possibly, maybe at this time.
Yeah.
See, we didn't get a chance to do a sort of best of.
A best of, yeah.
2011 because, well, we didn't find out that the building would be closed until, well, after.
Yeah, till after.
After our show, and then we get an email, and then.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Then holiday hours are this, and it's like, oh, well, we can't do a show at 11 if the place closes at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, 2 or 5,
five
depending
the
on the day. But yeah. Anyway, that's not important. What is important is we're going to do a best of 2011.
Heck yeah.
So just imagine that it's not 2012. I know it's only like a week in or so.
Yeah.
So shouldn't be too hard. Just take yourself back a couple weeks and imagine that it's still 2011 and we're going to rehash stuff from 2011. So if you're tired of hearing about all this stuff from 2011 because everyone else has had their chance to do their best of 2011, well, I'm sorry, but that's what we're going to do.
It's going to be pretty awesome, though.
It's going to be awesome anyway because it's from us.
Totally. It's going to be distinctly unique.
Yes.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
So, what we're going to do is talk about all the different stuff we liked, and we're also going to be playing some music.
Music.
From 2011 that we liked. And
yes.
So I think I'm going to start us off with a track that I really enjoyed in 2011. In fact, I played it over and over and over again, and I'm surprised I'm not sick of it, but I still love it. Let's see if you can figure it out. If you can't,
I will
tell you when we come back. And we'll also, what we'll do is we'll put up the songs that we played like on our Facebook page so you can see, you know, like, oh yeah, I remember that from 2011. What was that again? You know, so we'll take care of you.
Yeah, but, we'll let you know. We'll let you know.
Here is the first track. All right, we are back. So, did you have any ideas out there what that first song was, Caleb?
I honestly can't say that I know, because I
don't. Loser! You call yourself a DJ.
No.
Oh, nice. Well, I'll tell you what it was. It was Cough Syrup, Big Shock.
Big Shock.
By Young the Giant. That is right. Speaking of something that isn't cough syrup, but does begin with a C, let me tell you about the Chorus Showcase, Caleb.
Ooh.
Bay Area Showcase Chorus invites you to January open house nights every Thursday in January of 2012. That That's this year.
This year, yes.
Even though this show is taking place in 2011.
Past. We're going to do a little time warp.
We're time traveling here on Robots Attack. Anyway, in January at 7 p.m. through 10 p.m. at the SES Hall, 1375 Lafayette Street, Santa Clara. Come check out what we're all about. Visit www.singharmony.org or call 408-973-1555 or email divas@singharmon.org for more information.
Ooh.
So, yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. So, since we're going through a time warp.
Yes, time warp.
We're going back a little bit. I thought, you know, when I get to talk myself, I like to bring on a little bit of science. And
no, you hate science.
Science is the devil. Evolution doesn't happen.
I've been trying to convince you that forever, but you just wouldn't listen. It's the devil.
So,
the devil.
I was checking out some of the bigger science news stories of the year. And there's a couple that stood out to me. The first and foremost is they're still working on confirmation, but
confirmation. Okay, sure.
Yeah, they're trying to
figure out how to make this into reality, right?
There are numbers and letters.
They've
got a lot of stuff pointing towards the fact that there is a particle that is faster than light. That's right, folks. The neutrino. Is a faster than light particle.
Neutrino. Mm-hmm. Hold 1 second.
Holding.
Hold the neutrino.
Trying. He's fast.
We completely forgot something.
What did we forget?
Well,
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
There's me.
There's me.
Joe.
There's Joe.
There's you.
There's me. Caleb. And
there's
me.
Jason.
Jason.
Oh my gosh. That's a third voice. In the studio.
No, it's not.
In the studio. Yes, he is. I can see him. He's right here. He's not coming in via Skype or anything.
No Skype for me.
No, not this time. But that's okay.
But he's here.
He's here, and that's important.
In live.
Mm-hmm.
And live. We brought him here to help us talk about the year of 2011, because a lot of stuff happened in 2011, and between Caleb and I, like... I'm sure we'd forget some stuff, so it's good to have a third person there.
It's an entire year crammed into one night. So
like,
I mean,
know.
Yeah,
2 hours is not enough.
Not nearly enough.
So, yeah. I'm sorry. What was that thing?
Neutrino?
Neutrino, go!
Neutrino, yes! Whoosh! It goes again!
I already don't believe it. Jetson's stuff right there.
Yes, it is, almost. I don't know if it'll get us a flying car, but it's pretty freaking awesome. Yeah, the folks over at CERN have been checking the results, and earlier this year they found that there was an anomalous reading that made it look like that there was actually a particle going faster than the speed of light. And they said, well, that can't be right. So they did it again, and the results didn't change. So they're obviously looking for further confirmation from others, independents doing more studies on the same data. But faster than light. We might find it sooner than we think.
Sweet. So when, though, can I get the holodeck?
That is still a bit of a ways off, I think.
And then promptly unlock all the safeties.
Yeah, and then get stuck inside with a sensor sweep going over the whole ship. And you got to fight your way out of 1940s gangster situation or something of that nature. Now, that's a totally different thing. Let's see. What else was a good? Oh, yes, the other big thing. Or did you want to say something, Joe?
Do you have anything
science related?
If not, it's okay.
I'll think about it. I might have to make something up, like Caleb just did.
What?
Okay, yeah.
What?
I know. Sometimes I just let it go. You know, it's like, oh gosh, what
it's
is he talking
wise.
About? I'm sure it's real, but it's probably not.
You
but
too.
Let's see. I think going along those notes, let's see. I found this huge thing from Time Magazine, which I am borrowing to tell everyone, because it's top 10 of everything of 2011. So it's really handy. So you just spoke about something science. So I'm looking at their list.
Ooh, do they have top 10 kitchen utensils?
They do have ridiculously obvious study findings.
Almost as good.
I'll let you pick. Okay. This is out of their science and society. We've got food trends, green trends, marriage stories, medical breakthroughs, new species, parenting findings, ridiculously obvious study findings, and space moments.
Well, I was sort of talking about space moments. So why don't we go with parenting findings? Because that sounds ridiculous and interesting.
Is that...
I like species, personally.
Oh, species? Man. Oh, okay.
Rochambeau. Even though that makes horrible radio, I will. Scissors. All right, they're doing it again. One, two, three, go.
All right, let's go with species.
Whatever.
Yeah. Parenting. So what was parenting?
It's parenting. Right, yeah. Parenting. Let's try it. See what happens.
Finding. Okay. Let's see if this loads up. Yeah, that was pretty amazing. You know, Rochambeau. There. I mean, you know, they should do more Rochambeau on the radio. It's it's pretty amazing when they
Rochambeau
do that.
Rochambeau on the radio.
On the radio, on your podcast. An app to Rochambeau,
I'm sure there's an app for that.
I'm totally sure there is. And,
well, they need one of those auction guys to describe the Rochambeau, you know?
The TV pitchman or like an actual auctioneer? Or
like an auctioneer for selling cattle and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, so...
dude, we're done like 10 minutes ago. You were still going. All right, it's opened.
Yay!
Number one.
One.
See, they should have started at 10 and then, you know, worked
up. You would think.
It's backwards.
Yeah, but I don't want to skip and go back and, you know,
one of those
not
going to
waste times and stuff. But okay, number one is.
Number one.
The cream of the crop.
Unless maybe the way they do it is that number one is really like number 10. And so by the time you get to 10, 10 is really number one. Because we're really in 2012, but we're really doing the show in 2011.
Oh, do you have gone
remember
cross-eyed.
That Soylent Green is people. Okay, so the first one is trying to be supermom is a recipe for depression.
Dun, dun,
so
dun.
So Caleb, I know you're trying to be supermom right now. It's going to be a recipe
the spandex
for
is
depression.
Working, though.
You weren't supposed to see that.
Look, rather than driving yourself crazy trying to excel at cookie baking with the kids and making PowerPoint presentation at the office, a more sensible approach is to acknowledge that some compromise is inevitable. If you think you can have it all, don't.
Dude, that's heavy.
Man.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, you know, and that's actually something that isn't just applied to mothers. Although, you know, I think we all need to take a moment and go, you know, can I really get all of this done, or should I just not worry about?
I really need to be that great at making these cookies? I mean,
do I really need 42 headshots in one round? I don't know.
Now that's completely different.
What? Right.
But anyway, moving on.
You
number
shouldn't
two.
Do that much photography.
Yeah. Number two.
Nice. Nice one.
I can imagine there's a dude out there like just busting up, like, oh man, he was talking about the Call of Duty Battlefield. Man, he's a, oh man, I love it. Love that Jason guy. He needs to be on all the time. All right, number two. More Facebook, lower grades. Speaking of Facebook, you should go like our Facebook page.
Yes. We're actually actively on it right. I'm on it right now. I will see if you guys leave a comment. Or,
yeah, and Twitter. We'll be on there. Tweet us. Let us know, you know, things you loved. And
Robots Attack Me on Twitter.
Yes. Let us know some of your favorite things of 2011, and maybe we'll read them on the air. Ooh, look at that. You'll be on the radio, sort of.
On
through,
the radio.
Through Caleb's voice.
Probably.
Through the power of Caleb's voice.
When he's not trying to be supermom, he's reading your tweets.
With the power to move you.
Yes. So, yeah, you know, more Facebook, lower grades. I think you can kind of figure out what that means. You know, maybe lay low on the Facebook and you focus more on the schoolwork.
Yeah.
Unless you're cheating using Facebook.
You got something there.
Yeah.
Number three, breastfeeding is important to mother-baby bonding.
Yeah. Say that three times fast.
Breastfeeding is important by bonding, by bonds, by war bonds.
Add buggy bumpers to the end of it.
Yeah, I would assume that'd be pretty obvious, but, you know, I guess there's some people out there that's not. Oh, number four, you were mentioning dads.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes dad's help is no help at all.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
Yep.
How does that work out?
Oh, you want me to read some of this article? All right, I'll do it. Parents seeking the holy grail of domestic harmony are advised to encourage dad to play with the kids, but not bathe or feed them, according to research that shows a father's involvement with caregiving causes marital conflict.
I am never going to bathe my children.
Or feed them.
No food for you ever. Science says so.
Yeah. Yeah, I read the Time article thing. It said not to do that, so, you know.
So I just stopped feeding them. I don't know what's the problem. You're an only dad.
Too bad what? For you. Right. So. All right, I'll do one more. I'll do the five since, you know,
right.
This is quite riveting.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Oh, wow. Here's one. You're going to love this one.
Okay.
Number five, sex during pregnancy. Go for it.
Alrighty. Good to know.
Man, I need to get pregnant.
Like Junior, I'm have a baby, Danny. Come on. Junior too. We'll both get pregnant.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, all right. What do you have now? What have you got?
What do I have after I get off the Twitter page? Let's see.
Oh, you're on the Twitter page? Anything happening? You're just loading it up?
I just signed us in.
Okay, so you're not ready. You want me to continue with some other things?
No, I got another story I can throw. I can jump. Stupid tap. All right, we'll come back to that one. something that
2011. You're so wacky.
It didn't necessarily make the list that I picked pulled up, but there is a quantum entanglement. Now, what is that? It is mind bending science here, people. It is awesome. The quantum entanglement is the idea that you take two like objects, you bind them together with science, essentially. But you
science glue,
kind of. They become bonded at a subatomic level.
Okay.
And then when you affect one piece of this pair, the other one reflects that same action, and they have been able to do this so far with molecules. And what makes this one kind of this latest story kind of interesting is that they actually were able to do it on a device which is large enough to be seen by the
naked brain.
Eye. Naked brain, okay. Possibly, but the naked eye as well.
Okay,
it is they used a 3 millimeter square, 1 millimeter thick piece of diamond.
And was it expensive?
Probably. I think it was man-made diamond, so it's not quite the same thing. It still has value, but not quite jewelry level. But the cool thing was that they actually were able to get both pieces to vibrate when they would strike one with a ray or a frequency.
Okay.
So now the idea is that when they are bonded at the subatomic level, atomic level, you can move them any distance apart, and the bond remains intact. So this could potentially open up faster than light audio transmissions. So, like, you know, the whole subspace thing in Star Trek, it's kind of that same idea where it's like you could affect one thing in one place and instantaneously have that be transferred to another space and time. But it's at the same
time.
That's
kind of
cool. Yeah. It hurts your head if you think about it too much, but it's really cool, and I can't wait to see where that goes. So, yeah.
So I can have somebody, like, trim their fingernail someplace else, and it'll instantly trim mine?
Only if you are willing to bond your fingernails and their fingernails on the subatomic level.
It sounds like a deal.
It could be interesting, yeah.
I just need to make them out of diamond. That's the only problem,
or
right?
Or something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of technology.
Technology is very important to us here at KSCU. And if you question it, consider how smart is your smartphone. Did you know that you can listen to KSCU on your smartphone? It's pretty awesome. Just download a mobile Shoutcast app, such as TuneWiki, Shoutcast Radio, or Winamp, and search for our internet stream over at kscu.org.
Sweet. You should do that. Go do that now.
Do it now.
Unless you're driving.
Yes.
Don't do that.
And then do it later.
Yeah, do it later.
Do it much later.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're driving.
Along with liking the show.
Yeah, and tweeting. If you, I mean, you can pull over off to the side of the road and do it, but, you know.
The liking, it's just like one click, so
maybe you gotta scroll.
Yeah,
don't,
yeah, I'd recommend against that. If you think it's college that awesome.
Radio station sued.
You know, let's not do that.
Yeah. Let's play it safe.
Yes. So what do you got? Do you want me to do another story or?
You were talking about technology, huh?
Yeah.
You want me to move on to something else?
Technology,
or
sure.
Stay with technology. I mean, I can do, you know.
I like the tech.
A little tech. Did you have a favorite piece of tech that came out of 2011, Jason?
No.
What?
I was trying to rack my brains to think about that very question, and really nothing came up.
Wow. That's...
Because... like 9 out of 10 of the things were Apple products.
And speaking of, I clicked on the top 10 gadgets. Guess what number one is?
Oh.
The Apple iPad 2.
What? No, that thing's not
Apple
popular at
Newton.
All.
I don't think I need to go into detail on that.
No, nobody knows what that is.
Oh. Tell
us all about it, Caleb.
The anticipation about this thing. Tell me about
go
it.
For it.
What?
We were waiting.
Whoa. I'm excited.
Give us some stats.
Yeah.
Well, it's got two cameras. One, 1.4 megapixel on the back.
Is that why it's called iPad 2?
Because it's the second one in the series.
Okay.
Third one's probably coming out later
sense.
This year.
All right. You want to know what number two is on this
list? Yeah, what's number two?
The Galaxy Nexus by Samsung.
Ah. The Nexus Tab or the Nexus Phone?
The phone.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
Android's getting a little low up there.
Since it's not Apple.
Yeah,
I would have more of an opinion if I'd actually used one, but I've never had the occasion to use one, so I don't have much to say about that.
Yeah, I'm using a rebranded Samsung right now, and I'm very happy with it.
I've been hearing lots of good things about it.
Oh, okay. Well, guess what number three is. I'll give you a little hint. It's sort of the opposite of the thing I'm holding right now.
It's the Amazon Kindle?
We have a wiener.
Ooh.
But a little more.
Oh, a little more. The
opposite
the,
of what I'm holding.
The Kindle Fire?
There you go.
Yes. That's a good... I've been hearing very good things about that one, too.
I can feel the warmth.
bask in the warm glow of the screen.
Of the product we do not have in front of us.
Yeah. Nowhere near us.
I can still feel it, though. That's how powerful it is.
Hey, guess what number four is?
Number four.
I'll give you a little hint. It's a fruit.
It's a fruit?
Yeah. Well, the company is a fruit.
Oh. So Microsoft. No. iPod Touch.
I don't get it. No. Nope.
No.
Oh. What other big Apple thing came out this year?
iPhone 4S.
There you go. I was about to give you a little hint with that lady. Where is my head? I don't understand you. Oh, you're dumb. I don't understand you.
So what does the S add to it?
The S adds a faster processor, an improved camera, and Siri.
The Siri beta.
Siri beta, yes. Beta is very important when talking about Siri because it is far from perfect.
Yeah.
Just like iCloud, also beta.
All right, number five. Ooh, it's a video game product.
Ooh. I think you can guess this one, Jason.
What?
It came out this year.
This year, video game.
Well, not. Yeah, well, yes. Since this show is technically taking place in 2011, yes, it did come out this year.
This year, yes.
It's not a video game. It's not a. It's not a game or anything.
Does it have something to do with connecting somehow?
No.
No.
Oh. That's what I was gonna say.
It's. I'll give you a little hint. Caleb loves this manufacturer or company or whatever. I don't know if he loves it as much as Apple, but.
I didn't know Spam made technological masterpieces.
That's wrong.
many is levels. It
the Wii U? No, that's not out yet.
Yeah, so that's not out yet. That was announced, but
it was announced this year. That's right.
But that is the company.
So was it the. Oh, 3DS.
There you go. Uh-huh. For the people out there who couldn't see, I was acting really stupid and like pushing buttons and then like going, "Yay, I love Mario."
Well, it was like, "Oh, hey, yeah, 3DS, the headache-inducing machine."
Yeah, apparently it's finally catching stride. Now that they have a few games out for it, they lowered the price. Now it's actually making them money.
Oh, good. Because funny how that works. When you lower the price and produce more things for it to play, it sells better. I don't understand.
Yeah,
that
it doesn't really make sense. That yeah. Would you like to know number six, or would you like to move on to something else?
Do you want to know number six?
Yes, last one.
Okay, last one.
Make it quick.
Last one, best one.
The Sony S Series 13-inch laptop.
Ooh.
We should have skipped that.
I asked. It's not my fault.
I know.
Not my S-Series.
Fault. Is that the
I got
it's probably one of their ultrabook like devices with the super thin, super light.
It looked like it. I closed the page, but yeah, looked like it meant. I thought I saw super thin or something in there in the description. So
there you go. So let's see, what else do we got? What else do we got?
I've got more. Let's see. Business blunders. Consumer spending trends, smartphone apps, sports moments.
Smartphone apps. Let's do that one.
Smartphone apps?
Yeah,
sure.
Smartphone apps? Okay, I'll load that up.
Here it comes to loading, load your loading. Phone.
It's your loading. Man, this thing is loading.
Rawhide.
Right. Just Rawhide.
Well,
that's
song?
It.
What? What? Oh, really? Is that it? Aw.
All right, number one. I've never even, never heard of this app. You've probably heard of this app, though, because you're into all that stuff.
He's knee-deep in it.
It's called Into Now.
Yeah, actually, I've heard of that one.
See?
Is there
what I tell you,
is
I'm
there
a, I'm
an
a
actual
genius.
Number in there for the two, or no?
No, Into.
It would have been way cooler. They missed out.
It could have been a little more hipster like trendy. That.
Yeah, a little bit.
Put a little V-neck design on
man. Need some glasses without lenses, and that's a trend I'm hoping goes away soon. That just annoys me.
Number two, maybe let's see if you've heard of this one. Feedly.
Feedly, yeah, it's a RSS reader.
See? Wow. I'm a genius. I know that he'll know this.
Man.
All right. Do you like it?
I haven't used that one myself because, unfortunately, it's for the newer Mac OSs, and I don't have a computer able to run those yet. So
I gotcha. Well, okay, number three. I've heard of this one.
Yeah.
I think we've all heard of this one. HBO Go.
Never heard of it. No, wait. Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, that one. Yeah. Yeah, that one should be interesting when they ever actually do the whole using it without a cable subscription. I really hope they do that. That'd be awesome.
That's the plan, I've heard, but when it happens, who knows?
Yeah.
We shall see.
All right, number four, Facebook Messenger.
Because everybody's on there.
Yep.
Yeah.
You love Facebook. You love Messenger. Now they're combined.
I'm not sure love is the word for it.
I said you love it. All right. And number five, watch ESPN. So
there
for
you
sports guys out there,
which
you go.
We are all. Which,
yes.
Yeah. We,
way
we
into
love
sports.
We love a
man.
Rousing game of cricket.
Yes. Cricket.
A nice round of football.
I love when they kick foot. The lambskin mm-hmm. into the goalpost pucket thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, they, just like we did back in field, the old school years.
They get that field goal, I mean, home the, run, touchdown,
you
overtime.
Guys watched the Rugby World Cup, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. Totally.
I
almost
DVR'd
thrice.
It.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to watch it on my Into Now. Do you want to know number six or do you want to stop?
I was too greedy before, so I'm going to...
Are you sure? This one is something I think you do... Well, you like the company. I don't really know if you use this actual product.
Okay, go for it.
Let's hear it.
Google Plus.
Google Plus. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. <so.
laughs> Yeah,
it's,
Google Plus.
It's slowly getting there, but...
I think it may end up being sort of its own little weird niche.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good for what it does, but not for everybody.
Yeah, it sounds kind of cool.
It has potential. Looking for a pin?
You weren't supposed to talk that on the actual radio.
Oh.
We're professional here. I'm not looking for anything. Everything is in front of me.
Right in front of you.
It just appeared.
Yeah.
Right here.
No, I'm not looking for a pin.
No, he's looking for the
pin. Do you want me to go on? Do you have something you want to talk about?
There was some manner of a little pin thing that I saw that you were interested in before, Caleb.
Oh, yeah. It's a stylus device. Let me pull that one up. Let's see, what was it called again? Moto.
How did you enjoy 2011? Was it enjoyable?
I enjoyed it like a nice slice of pie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What kind of pie?
Apple with a lot of cinnamon and a little bit of caramel on top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah. Had just a kiss of sweetness.
Mm.
Just a kiss of it.
Like warm? A little warm or no? Like been out sitting out for a little while or like just right out of the oven?
I like it sitting out for a little while, personally.
Okay.
Talking about pie makes me hungry.
No pie for you, Caleb.
But I like pie. Until you talk about your pin thingy.
Yeah,
it's called the Pin Moto.
And
It is a...
It involves magnets, doesn't it?
It involves magnets, strong neodymium magnets, and a has a... Yeah, there's a ring on your finger, and it will, and there's another ring you attach to your stylus, and it's typically used for Wacom tablets or pins for Stylife, or say like an iPad or what have you, and what it is, it allows you to flip it back out of your way. So you can like type if you want to, or put in a command, or use the keyboard. And then with the flick of the wrist, it's right back in your hand. You can go back to doing your drawing or your sketch or your digital painting or what have you. And then you need to do another command, flip, and you grab, put that one down, grab another pin. It comes back around. It's just a wicked cool little device.
You
can see the videos.
Because I could imagine using it and pretending like I was some sort of pin-enabled cyborg. Just making the little...
You like Cyborg? Like the movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Similar.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But
I'm on board now. I can relate it to something Jean-Claude
Van
Damme was
in. But
in
some ways, nowhere near the same.
Oh. All right, well, I'll just pretend that...
Yeah, well, the thing that also makes it kind of cool is that it started off its life as a Kickstarter project. So it's like a grassroots-funded high-tech device, which is kind of neat.
Oh.
Cool.
Plus, I like magnets, so that's always nice.
That's Pinmoto, PNMOTO.com. It's cool. Go watch the videos. They're fun.
Sounds fun. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you about something that's, it's not really a fun subject, but it does begin with a P.
Oh, okay.
So it sort of relates.
Nice segue.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Project Sentinel.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Project Sentinel? We know Project Sentinel. We go way back with Project Sentinel.
Is this
we
like
do.
The X-Men? Or
no, it's not that kind of Sentinel.
I'm sorry.
Don't ever interrupt my PSA ever again. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, that doesn't
I'm
have anything
sweating
to do
bullets
with
it. Right now.
No. In fact, I'll inform you what it is so now you'll know.
Okay.
No, Jason, it is not
I'm bracing my chin.
To the X-Men. Project Sentinel. Let me ask you this. Does your landlord tell you that your children cannot play outside?
All the time.
If so, you have experienced housing discrimination.
Dun, dun, dun.
Children have the same rights as adults, damn it. More information is available by calling Project Sentinel. I added in that, damn it. Because it kind of felt like it needed that, you know? Anyway, you can call them, in all seriousness, at 888-324-7468.
Because the best thing you can do is tell your children that they have rights.
Yes, yeah. They do. They have the same rights.
All of them.
Every single one. Well.
Except for speech.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not that one. Yeah, because the whole, like, you don't speak until you're spoken to.
Right.
Kind of thing, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Should be seen and not heard.
Yes. There you go. That's exactly how I sum up Caleb. You should be seen but not heard. Hey-oh!
Woo! Good fist thing bump, we're on
Caleb.
The radio.
Fist bump Caleb for that? That was pretty awesome. Oh, all right.
Fist bump you for that.
The
you
audience
rarely,
loves
if ever,
it.
Fist bump people. I've noticed it.
The audience loves it when I tease you. They do. They write me all the time. They're like, oh, Joe, we love when you tease Caleb. It's
I've
the best
it.
Part of Robots Attack.
Uh-huh.
When I was a listener, that's what my favorite part was.
Uh-huh.
See, that's a member of the audience, so in court, I can legally say all that stuff. So.
Right.
Right.
So, any more? Well, you see, you just talked about a pen. All right, I'll talk about something.
Okay.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll talk about a few things, and then we'll take a music break.
Music break.
That sounds good. Because, you know, it's almost the top of the hour, so,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, it's a good time to...
All right, so then I'll throw out some options, because it's kind of fun, you know, picking. All right, let's see, we got Oddball Stories, Crime Stories, Overreported Stories, Animal Stories, Feuds. Numbers. Any of these coming out?
Feuds.
Stop
feuds,
me whenever.
Feuds.
Feuds.
Yeah.
Feuds.
Can we have feuds with animals?
I don't know.
Okay, just
feuds. We'll find out. It's under pop culture.
Okay.
All right. Feuds. Looting. Looting.
Feuds
looting.
With popular animals.
Maybe. We'll find out. You know.
Will there be pandas?
We'll find out. Well, all right. This first one. Maybe one of these guys is a panda. Mm. I'll leave it up to you.
We here do not discriminate against pandas.
No, we do not. We love them. All right, number one. Charlie Sheen versus Chuck Lorre.
Okay.
You've heard at least, stuff about Charlie Sheen going nuts.
You know
the show. And
I know,
Charlie,
you know who
Charlie Sheen,
Sheen
is.
Right? I remember hearing
the
him
Two and a Half Men
crazy.
And the Going Crazy and all that winning stuff and everything.
Winning. Or something of that nature.
No.
So, are any of those two pandas, as you asked?
I don't think either of those two are pandas, unfortunately.
Okay.
No.
I think Sheen has some panda in him.
Okay. He talked about tiger blood, but maybe it was panda he was actually having.
Yeah, I think he was confused at the time.
Right. So, it should have been panda blood in Adonis DNA?
Are they not one in the same?
Good point. Good point.
All right, maybe number two. Maybe... All right.
Oh, yeah.
Number
two,
Donald Trump versus President Obama.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I
Donald Trump versus President Obama.
Okay.
That was number two feud.
Okay.
2011.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I remember Donald had some words to say, but I don't remember them like feuding over anything. But
he doesn't like Barack Obama at all. So
there's a fairly long line of people that are not fans of him right now.
Yeah. He was very vocal because he could be, because he's Donald Trump. You know?
Yeah, that's true. He has a platform.
Donald Trump, I own everything. You're a loser, you know, all that
stuff. Yeah, right.
Because
I have a microphone built into my very throat because I'm Donald Trump.
Yeah, he might.
He probably does.
Yeah, he probably does. Trump brand.
Or built into the hairpiece.
Yeah.
That one's more believable.
Maybe the hairs are like individual like microfiber foam.
That sounds
like,
high tech.
Yeah. Okay. We're talking about the Donald.
The Trump.
The Ald of Dawn.
Yeah. All right, number three, Tiger Woods versus Caddy Steve Williams. Okay.
Sure.
If I fu- more sports stuff.
More sports stuff. Hey.
Totally, yes, I remember
hopefully
that,
someone out there is like, oh, yeah, totally, man. They were like at each other's throats.
I was following every moment of that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, this one I heard a little bit about. I don't really know why it's number four, but Roger Ebert versus Ryan Dunn supporters.
Oh. Well.
Remember he, like, Roger Ebert said something about Ryan Dunn dying in the accident, like,
right.
He's a Jackass star, or something about, like, he died drunk, or I don't know, something. I don't want right. to quote stuff, and because okay. I don't know everything, but yeah, people were mad at Roger Ebert for tweeting that or something. People get
that's too bad.
Very upset when people tweet their opinions on the internet,
which is basically a giant yeah. opinion machine.
Yeah, it's like if you don't like it, don't follow them. I mean, it's.
I learned to stop doing that long ago.
Yeah. Or just.
That's why I mainly tweet about cats and pandas at this point.
Yeah. Because who doesn't like cats and pandas? Oh, right. I mean,
speaking of which, that video was hilarious. A barking cat.
A barking cat.
Barking cat.
That got caught.
They got caught barking, and like you can see it, like it's like barking out of a window. And then the person like walks up, and the cat turns around, bark, bark, meow,
right.
meow,
yeah.
meow.
It was pretty good. I can't take responsibility for that. I think like Petco or something like that sent that to me. Why I'm watching them, I have no idea, but apparently I am.
Either way, that was a hilarious link. I about busted a gat this morning.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds that's not super new, right? I mean,
probably
it sounds,
not.
Yeah, it sounds vaguely familiar.
It was an internet sensation back in 2001.
Well, there's a one. We're talking about 11. One.
Right.
Yeah.
It's close.
Yeah, it's close. It's in the same decade.
All right, number five, Paula Deen versus Anthony Bourdain. Two food people, I assume, they're arguing about food.
Or opinions about
food.
I'm guessing
something.
Health
maybe.
Versus unhealth.
Yeah.
If I know
well,
the dean.
Between the two of them, I don't think that's really much of a discussion. They're both not known for. Anyways, moving right along.
Ooh, number six. Here
number
you
six,
go.
Yeah.
Because this one features one of Jason's favorite artists in the entire world.
Ooh.
Common versus Fox News. Don't you love Common? Hasn't.
I actually kind of do.
See, then I was right. I told you, I'm a genius. Earlier, I knew you'd know the thing, and I knew that. So there you go.
Common versus Fox News. That sounds like an interesting fight.
Is it like Common Sense versus Fox News? Or is that like every year? That's.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Once again, from the pages of 2001.
Yeah. Every year it's that. Like it can go on the list, but I mean, it should just be an honorary mention every year, you know.
Right.
Sort of like Duke Nukem until they finally made it.
Yeah. You want me to read number seven? Now this one's got one of your favorite artists, Caleb.
Oh, what's it? What's it?
Justin Bieber versus Mark Hilgenberg.
Just the idea of Bieber having a feud with anybody—it's
just pretty funny in the first place.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can just imagine.
Like,
go ahead.
He doesn't strike me the type that would have a feud with someone.
I think it was something because, like, he guessed on the CSI episode or two or something.
Was he a corpse?
I think he did get shot. I think,
okay.
But like, I think the whole thing was misunderstood, or if I remember right, something about like there. Was some fake feud or I don't know something.
Yeah.
It was like there wasn't really anything. Oh, they said I did, but no, it was really not. It's like, no, I don't. You decide who those voices were.
Who is who and what's what.
Bieber is often misunderstood.
It's true.
Yeah.
He is Canadian after all.
I have to stand up.
That's
for
true.
Him.
Canadians are often misunderstood. Number eight, George Anthony versus KC Anthony.
Too many Anthonys.
How many is Mark Anthony involved in that one or
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, then.
Number nine, Chilean miners versus government.
Oh.
Which one?
My assume probably the Chilean government, but it does say just government.
Yeah. I'm assuming
we
the
take them all on.
We demand anarchy.
We are the anonymous of the real world.
Right. And the last one to round it out, that it's just like, this one's the most epic of all.
Dun, 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 dun.
Basketball Wives, Mika versus Tammy. I don't know who either one of them are. I don't watch Basketball Wives. If you do and you're out there, this is probably like, oh, yeah, man, right. There was a huge feud between.
And more power to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was
at least twice as much power to you.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. So those were, according to the Time magazines, the top 10 feuds in 2011. And I think on that, we're going to come back with more stuff from 2011, but we're going to take a little music break.
Yep.
And
you're listening to 103.3 KSCU Santa Clara. Keep it tuned for more awesome.
More awesome from Robots Attack.
You will be assimilated. Beep, beep.
All right, welcome back to Robots Attack.
Hey, are you at risk for high blood pressure? Learn the symptoms and causes, as well as the steps to prevention, at Santa Clara City Library. Sign up at the reference desk or call 408-615-2900. Walk-ins are welcome.
My fingers are tingly just thinking about that.
Ooh, tingly. Oh, and the guy who called earlier requesting the song, we are currently still looking for it. We try to look for it through the break. If we find it, we will definitely play it for you. Sorry we could not find it during that music break, but we are trying our hardest.
I watched them.
Yeah, see.
It was riveting.
We have proof, but anyway, let's get back to some more best of 2011. I still got my Time Magazine online thing list, and let's hit their top 10 TV series and see if we agree with any, and then, you know, throw out
let's
some of our own. So yeah, let's get theirs out, and then we can kind of like, oh, do we agree? We're not. All right. Number one, I've never watched this series. I've watched the stand-up, like, I think one, maybe one and a half of someone, but anyway, it's Louie. Have you watched?
Yeah,
watched the show?
I'm a big fan, actually.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of like kind of depressing stuff in it, but somehow he makes it funny. So
yeah,
that's
yeah,
always good.
I enjoy his character on Park and Recreations.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen him in that for a while. I missed most of this last season of that.
Yeah, I catch it on Netflix like whenever the. Because they're like
updated.
A season, yeah, they're like a season behind. Like, so when the new season starts, they get last season. So that's how I watch it. So, yeah. So, yeah, he's pretty funny on that. So I would imagine his show would be funny if you like
his. What you gonna do?
I've seen some of the clips from the show. I haven't actually had to watch it myself, but it's quite funny. Like, there was the clip I saw that was great. He's stumbling after waking up, trying to make it through the day, like, all the people around him are just talking in buzzwords or like buzz, 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 like just gibberish.
And
he pulls it off so beautifully. It's like, oh man.
I actually just watched that one the other night.
I was off pretty good at that. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. I like it. Anyways.
All right. Number two is a show that I just mentioned. Actually, going back, I think that Louis show, I think that's on Netflix, the streaming.
Yeah, it is.
It is? Right. Okay, okay. Well, the next show, Parks and Recreation.
There you go.
I just mentioned it. All right. Well, there you go. I think it's pretty funny. I mean, if you like The Office, it's definitely the same style. They shoot it the same way, and yeah, I enjoy it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I like it better than The Office, personally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you watched any Caleb?
No, I've seen about like 5 minutes of it.
The correct answer is nope.
Nope. I don't watch that.
I just haven't got around to it yet.
Number three, which is this one's probably number one on a lot of people's lists. My parents love it. Breaking Bad. I know a lot of people love that show.
Yeah, it's solid.
Yeah. Would you put it number one though on like?
Well, it is actually really like really good, but it's just a series of really horrible situations all strung together, and just watching people slowly become like more and more corrupted by these horrible situations it's a really awesome character study, but.
Hard to watch.
It can be. It has its moments of hard to watch.
Yeah. That's one of the challenges. One that's like such a, it's also such a harsh sort of premise too. It's like,
yeah.
It's like really interesting. And at the same time, just kind of like, just the idea just kind of like sets you back a little bit like, huh? Oh, wow. They made a show based on that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, and the way it ends this last season, I'm really interested to see. It is picked up for another season, right? Or did it just end that way?
Well, I think there's one more.
Okay.
Or, I don't think it's had any problems like getting
Cause
the ratings
renewed.
Needs, yeah.
Because basically necessarily, because this could be a lot of different people. They implied that one of the characters could have really crossed like a big line, and so it's like, whoa, really? That's
broken a line or crossed a line.
It's bending so much,
it could
might break.
It
might break
in a bad way.
Nah. Well, always in a bad way.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. How bad is it?
All right, number four. Now, this is a show I rather enjoy, Justified.
Oh, yeah.
Good show.
Yeah.
I've actually seen some of that one.
All right.
Woo! Yeah.
We struck gold.
Anytime you have a show that shows the South in its complexity, both good and bad, I'm all for. Because, yeah, I have a lot of Southern family and... There's a lot of good and there's a lot of bad.
Yeah. Yeah, they play up like the stereotypes and everything in a good way instead of just like your typical like, okay, he's from the South, so that means A, B, and C, you know.
Yeah. It's nice to see like really solid characters that have completely different ideas of what morals are.
Yeah.
Regardless of what state line they happen to be across.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, number five is another show that I really enjoyed, and it did premiere in 2011.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Any guesses?
No.
Guesses?
You want me to throw out a hint?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's got three words in the title. They were books.
What?
Game of Thrones.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Match point goes to Caleb or however that saying is.
Now, Caleb, have you seen any of the TV series or no?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No, I don't. I don't have cable, so no, I don't.
It's
and
a
HBO
treat.
Go hasn't come to us non-cable folks. So,
yeah it's rather awesome.
I've heard nothing but good things about it, so that's always a plus.
If you're one of those people that has to say every single time it comes up, well, it's not as good as the books, yeah, you're going to be right.
Yeah.
But considering what it is, it's really masterfully done.
Yeah, they take pretty much everything that they have to hit and hit it, you know, and...
It's funny. It's like really, really heavily edited compared to the books. So it's just like absolutely every little thing that you need in order to get the storyline going. But as bad as that may sound to a lot of people, the acting is so good that it takes every single one of those little morsels and it makes it just gold.
Awesome. Yeah. Because, like, having read the books and how heavy the paperback version is, I can only imagine trying to compress that down to like a 13 episode series or 8 episodes?
In like 10 or 11, if I remember
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot to put. That's more than a movie, but that's still like that. How right. do you... Oh, it's such a tangled web that he weaves in those books. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Highly recommend them. Yes. All right, number 6. This is a show I started watching. Still have the rest of the season on DVR, which I will get to at some point. But Homeland, anybody
yeah.
watch any of that?
Yeah, it... it's much like Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, no, don't tell me that this is the way things are happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've watched like half of the season. I want to watch the rest, but yeah, it's just like
yeah. it breaks your mind a little bit.
And it's weird too, cuz the first episode you think like when I watch it I thought like, did they just kind of blow everything, you know? And you're like, what else could be left? But no, there's yeah. this. There's so much more, and you're just like, whoa, okay. Like, should they have given that away already? And then you're like, that was nothing compared to, you know, like what happens during the rest of the series.
Yeah, it's funny. Like that series, I at first I didn't want to watch it because I knew from the very beginning that it was gonna be, and I'm gonna reference a series that I actually really loved. Like through most of it, felt like it was going to be a really serious version of Lost, as far as not like flashbacks okay. and whatnot, but it's the entire series exists purely to mess with your mind, like just to make you think like, oh, it's gonna go this way. Yeah. Oh, it went nothing like that.
Curious. Yeah. I'll look into that one.
But yeah, it's an interesting survey in homegrown terrorism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm trying to think if Caleb would really be all that into it. I don't. It doesn't really seem like it's yeah, something up your alley.
I don't
like,
think so.
Doesn't. Like you wouldn't think it's bad, but it's just like I just can't imagine you like. I want to, you know, I'll sit down and watch.
Right.
Like I don't know. Just doesn't seem like your cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Doctor Who.
It is about as far from Doctor Who as
yeah.
you can get.
Almost the exact opposite. Number 7 is Friday Night Lights, which I believe ended.
This past
I think I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know my parents watched that one. They really liked that one. It was supposed to be good. I heard good things
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, same.
Just never really watched it. Mm-hmm. Wasn't
that into it. It's like it sounds interesting, but it. Yeah,
I think it is
we
on Netflix.
We are such
so.
Stereotypical geeks. It's
yeah,
like,
I know.
If it has well, anything to do with the sport
sports.
At all,
it's like right. we probably didn't watch it.
It can yeah. be like the national tournament of lawn darts, and still, yeah,
we probably didn't watch.
They
it.
They could be playing D&D in between the throwing of the darts, and we still yeah, wouldn't
probably
touch
didn't
it.
Didn't watch it. Yeah,
like why do they keep breaking up this awesome D&D game with this these dart things?
Yeah,
right.
Go
it's
back
just
to the
needless.
D&D.
Yeah.
Go back to the D&D. All right.
Go back.
Unless it
go
represented
back.
Critical hits.
There you go. Oh. There you go. Hopefully we didn't lose you, audience. Please stay. Don't worry.
It gets better.
I just cried a little over that.
All right, number 8, Community. I haven't actually watched that show. I hear it's sort of on the verge of being canceled.
You'll,
a lot of people are like,
yeah,
save the show or something. Or
I think it'll actually stay on that verge. I think it'll probably last, but it's one of those shows. It's like you're either gonna get it and you're gonna love it, or it's just not gonna make any right, sense so. To you.
Yeah, from what I've seen of it, it's one of those shows that's always gonna be on that verge of will it come back for another season? Probably.
Yeah, it's a really specific type of humor, and yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Any sort of, like, could you compare it to another
well,
show?
It,
or?
Not really. It tries to take, well, its specialization is, like, taking a TV show or a movie and kind of trying to build it into the show as a reference to the show.
Okay.
Somehow, and... Like, they had a Christmas episode about a year ago that they did it as in the style of, like, Little Drummer Boy in the claymation type thing. And
okay.
it was really cool, but it was throwing out all these references that I could really imagine, like, nobody understanding
Standing.
Whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
It's almost too niche for its own good in some ways.
It takes a lot of, like, to me, that would be almost like a Mad TV type of episode.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
Would you recommend it?
Try it out.
Okay. Yeah.
If nothing else.
I'd also say worth a try.
Okay.
And give it, like, two episodes, three, if you can. Because, like, it's sort of like Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Like, it's such an unusual sort of feel that you have to kind of, like, learn how the rhythm of it before it becomes, like, really funny.
Okay.
Yeah, and it also depends on whether it hit one of those niches.
Yeah.
Or one of those shows that you were really passionate about or something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, moving on to a show that isn't necessarily funny. I mean, I'm sure it has humorous moments in it, but The Good Wife. Anybody watch that? I hear it's good.
I want to watch it, but it's one of those that's probably going to keep slipping to the back of my queue over and over again.
I mean to get to that, but...
Right. Because awesome acting, from what I can tell.
And... Yeah. And number 10, the last one. Any guesses? I don't think you'll ever guess this one.
Well, definitely not Babylon 5, so...
or Doctor
no.
Who.
Yeah, it's not Doctor Who.
Okay, go for it. Shoot.
Torchwood?
No.
I'm out.
I got nothing.
Enlightened.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but...
I watched a couple episodes of it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... Not a resounding approval there.
Well,
would you put it on your top 10 TV series of 2011?
I can see how it would end up there if somebody was really passionate about it, but it's kind of, it's another niche thing about people that are about to break because they're so frustrated with their job.
Something a lot of people, I think, can relate to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not always in the I want to watch that show kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you have any TV shows that weren't mentioned on that list that you definitely want to hit? Or
I have quite a few, actually. But...
When I say you, I mean both, you know, not just even though my hand pointed towards Jason. It extended... openly to both of you.
Here, you go ahead with one, kid.
Or not.
I mean, if you don't want to.
It's a little hard because, like, since most of my viewing is done by Netflix in general, it's hard to know what's new this year. So,
How about I ask you a question then first?
Sure. What's that?
Can I ask you how smart your phone is?
My current phone is pretty dumb.
Well. I guess then, if you possess futuristic alien technology, which it doesn't sound like you do.
No.
But maybe you, the viewers out there.
Oh, maybe you're lucky.
Viewer slash listener slash
person
slash mind probing
person. Aliens.
You can tune your phone into KSCU subliminal messages. The secret is to download a Shoutcast compatible application from shoutcast.com or tunewiki.com. Then you can search for, locate, and decode our signals. Prepare yourself for KSCU world domination. We rule.
Indeed.
Did that question help you at all, Caleb? Or how about this? How about were there any shows that had like a good season during 2011?
I'll help you out because I introduced you to one this last weekend.
Okay.
That is new this year.
Oh, it is.
And it's on my list.
Thank you. Well, how's it go?
It's called Enlightened.
Well, me personally, I probably dabble in the reality TV series a little bit more than most of my friends. But I've been keeping track of Bomb Patrol Afghanistan and Sons of Guns. And one that I introduced my friend and his wife to was Flying Wild Alaska.
Oh, yeah. That was, I didn't realize that was new this year.
Yeah, actually, it's in its second season this year.
Oh, wow. I'm used to like being like, it's the fifth season of this show on Netflix. And...
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's a good show. It's surprisingly compelling. It's one flaw is that it's like most Discovery Channel reality TV shows, the narration is a little bit over dramatic,
right?
But okay.
if you can stomach that, it's actually really good. Who thought that watching a show about bush pilots in Alaska would be so fascinating? But you're just like, I can't stop watching. This is really interesting.
And it's got some painfully cute girls in it. Painfully. It will make your heart bleed.
Cool. How about something else?
Let's see. I have one, the triumphant return of Norm MacDonald with Sports Show with Norm MacDonald. One of those things that completely blew me away because he actually got me to watch something about sports.
See, we found a way to incorporate sports somehow, right. Sort of.
Yet again.
And another one, a really weird and also niche comedy type thing called Portlandia.
Okay.
That's a good show.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's really strange, but for me, it hits me perfectly because I know people that are from Portland, and they would never get in 1,000 years what's funny about the show. They just
put a bird on it.
It would be completely lost. Yeah, it would be completely lost on them. But it's poking fun at this culture that is really amazing and funny at the same time.
Cool. What else you got?
Oh, let's see. So many things. another show like has had 2 seasons in 1 year, The Walking Dead.
Yes.
Yeah. Really kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait for that to start up again. The second half of the second season.
Right. One that kind of caught me off guard because I was a big fan of the British series, and this is nothing like it. The American version of Prime Suspect, starring Maria Bello.
Yeah, yeah.
From The Cooler and ER. It's nowhere near the same character as,
yeah.
as from the British series, but it's really good in its own way.
Yeah, unfortunately got canceled, but yeah, it was
already
was good. Yeah.
Bummer. But most American transitions of British TV shows don't last long. Not all, but most.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like it's pretty much only they took the name.
Yeah. And it has to do with crime.
Yeah.
There's suspects involved.
And they are prime.
And it's a female lead who is tough
prime?
And gritty.
Prime numbers?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a cool series. I was sad to see that go.
Yeah, and then an actual British series called The Hour, which I thought was really good. It's kind of a flashback to, I think it's kind of, in a way, trying to pick up on like the Mad Men type thing, but it takes place in Britain, and it's kind of the birth of news radio in Britain.
Oh, okay.
Or the news TV show in Britain. And it's basically a lot of worldwide intrigue and so on that ends up kind of surrounding this cast of people that are just trying to report what's happening.
Cool.
Yeah, that sounds actually really interesting. I'll have to go check that one out.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you... Is it new this year, right? It just...
Who knows as far as like the British like coming over type of thing, but
that's true. I have noticed that they've gotten, because of like Doctor Who becoming so popular, now it's like they almost come out simultaneously now.
Right.
So,
which is a refreshing change of pace.
Yeah,
but yeah, I saw it on TV here in America, like actual broadcast type thing, just this year. So,
oh okay.
And then the final thing is kind of a guilty pleasure because it's a sitcom called Two Broke Girls.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
thinking of why you watch it, at least for one reason.
Yeah, yeah. It's got characters that intrigue me.
That's cool. We all have our guilty pleasures. I definitely have at least one that I can think of.
Name it.
Pan Am,
okay.
Yeah, there's like, I don't know if she's really French, but she's pretty darn cute.
Okay. There you go.
On the show. And yeah, I was like, first when I heard about the show, like, really? What about stewardess on, you know, on a plane. All right. But yeah, they throw in like spy stuff and everything. Like one of them actually becomes like to work for the CIA because they have access to all these different countries and no one suspects them. So yeah, it's weird. It's like, at first I was like, what is this show going to be about? And then when I found that element, I was like, that sounds like that could be really like handled really badly, but they do a decent job with it. Like,
all right. So it's kind of like Covert Affairs meets the Playboy Bunny show.
I guess. I mean, they do a good job actually, like with the women, like how they show like Pan Am, like how they were treated and how like back then they were looked really highly upon.
Right.
Like, you know, now you think about it, you're like, really? I mean, it's not that we don't like dislike flight attendants and whatnot, but.
But it was a prestige thing at the time.
Yeah. And then just seeing, then like seeing how airports were back then and just the planes themselves, you're like, whoa, that is so much different now. Like just all the space. Oh, here, let me cook you this. Oh, okay, that. I mean, you know, obviously first class still gets high end stuff.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's like.
The better cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah, shoot. I'm trying to think of. There's anything else because I mean, like, even sort of going back to when I was asking you, Caleb, like Justified wasn't new 2011, you know?
No,
so it's like if there were shows that
really
still
awesome
had a good
season,
yeah, you know, I mean, like,
definitely say Doctor Who's on that pile,
winning season.
Yeah,
Doctor Who's been like really solid like lately.
Of the new stuff yet, or
we're still
you
catching
don't
up.
Really know that for a fact, do you?
Yeah. You're still, you haven't gotten the new Doctor yet, right?
No, I'm still at the last hurrah of David Tennant.
Call yourself a Doctor Who fan.
He's just a diehard Tennant fan, and it was hard for me too.
I'm not saying the new guy's bad, just it's hard to let go of the doctors you like. It was really hard to let go of Tom and Baker, and I was like three seasons late from their standard, so like he was like long gone before I even saw it. It's like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand. I'll be sad when Matt Smith is gone because he's my favorite right now. So, but yeah, you got to watch the new
season.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. It's definitely on our short list of things to watch on our queue.
Yeah, suddenly I realized why I've seen people wearing fezes at comic conventions.
Yeah.
Now that I'm like sort of halfway caught up.
There. All right, I say that's, I think unless you can think of something else from TV, I mean, new
no,
and exciting.
I think that covers all of the stuff that I had.
I think we move on to movies now.
Movies.
That sounds safe.
That I have a little bit more to say about.
Yeah.
I'm a little more up on those.
You want me to read off some of the ones I got here?
Yeah. What does time say?
Number one, they've got The Artist. It's the black and white one. That's like, I don't know if it's completely silent, but I've heard that there's not a whole lot of dialogue in it, but it's supposed to be super good. It's probably going to be up for Best Picture. Number two, Hugo. Another one I've heard is supposed to be really good. Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that one.
Who's he?
Huh? Who's he, was it?
Scorsese.
And it's not about the mob.
Stop. Or is it?
Whoa, I've never heard of this one. Maybe, I'll see if you have. Number three is Detective D and the Mystery of the Phantom Flame.
Whoa, no, that one's new to me.
It sounds like a typo, a very long typo.
No, it's in China, so it's probably a Chinese film.
Oh, yeah, probably. That sounds like it could be a translated title.
Yeah. The legendary sleuth of the 7th century China.
Yep.
There you go. Hence the detective and the title.
Yes.
Number four, The Tree of Life. I've heard like just the up, like some people say it's amazing and other people say that is the worst film I've ever seen in my life. I've never heard anything in the middle. It's always been like
polar opposites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I never saw that one. But
didn't get a chance to see that one either. I heard William Dafoe was good in it, though. Wait, am I thinking of a different one? Yeah. Never mind.
I have no clue.
The only two people I know that are in it, and I hear they're not in it that much, is Brad Pitt and Sean Penn. So
okay.
You're probably thinking of a different movie, maybe?
Something else entirely.
Did you see this one, War Horse?
Spider-Man?
Number five is War Horse.
No. Didn't that one just come out?
Yeah, in December.
Yeah. It got up on that list real quick.
I mean, Oscar contention. Just because it came out in December, it's still 2011, so.
Yeah, it's funny. Really early on, somebody, one of the entertainment writers, tweeted something that ended up like kind of souring me on it. It's like, okay, yeah, a movie called War Horse. Yeah, the horse probably, yeah. And I haven't wanted to see it since that, even though, I have no clue if that's true or not.
Yeah. I guess we'll have to wait and see. All right, number six. I know at least you've seen this one, Caleb. I don't know if you have, Jason. Mm. I don't know. Super 8?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I saw that one.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, the ending is like, okay. It just ended, huh? All right. And then they didn't explain one thing that I can think of. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to spoil anything, but they never explain it. So,
yeah.
But the little girl is awesome. Man, she's really good. Actually, they're all really good, actually, but she's
standout.
Yeah,
I heard the Fanning. Director kid is supposed to be really good.
But. Yeah, he was good, too.
Yeah, they're all solid. She's just like, she probably stands out a little more than the rest. Just,
mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, I was very impressed with that, with the characters in that movie. The plot has its moments of, okay. But the movie is like, I like this movie.
Yeah, it's definitely worth seeing. Okay, number seven, Cave of Forgotten Dreams. Anyone see it? No. Okay. Let's see what number eight is. What do you think number eight is, Caleb?
Number eight?
Is it an Apple product?
No, it's a prequel. Yes, and it does have the Rise in the title.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yep.
Ah,
it was a good movie. It was good, surprisingly good. Like
yeah.
Yeah,
Circus is really.
Yeah, amazing. I hope there's like a campaign to get him to be nominated.
They need to change the rules.
They should figure out
like
a way
that.
To do it, because it's like when you find out that there's no real like apes in the movie, you know, it's just him and it's pretty amazing. And then you know you think. Really? Planet of the Apes is good, like prequel, like what? But you gotta see it. It's all right, number nine, Rango.
Rango.
That
I
was
like
fun.
That one.
I like
yeah.
that one.
Yeah,
did
it was
kinda
cool.
Yeah.
Had a very distinct visual style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad it did. It seemed to do well enough for being so off the wall, completely different than a Pixar style movie, Disney style movie.
It
perfectly
fit depth though.
Yeah.
It actually was really refreshing to see a movie that looked so different than everybody else. And it was like, whoa. And I was, when I was watching, I'm like, wait, who's the animation house? And I'm like, oh, it's ILM. And then once I realized it was ILM, like, I can see all of their, the results of them being a special effects house first. The simulations of the sand and the light refracting through their eyes. And just like, it's so cool.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out. I don't know if it's on Netflix or not, but
I don't think it's on Netflix yet.
Okay.
Don't think so, but it's really worth a look.
It's worth
it. I want to say it's on Epix or something like that.
Oh,
I think
one
I saw
of the
it
other
on the
things,
Xbox.
Or Vudu, or probably one of the other movie apps on there, or if you don't have an Xbox, then your PS3 or your whatever. As I mean. All right, number 10. I did actually end up seeing this one, even though I didn't see, I don't think I saw number 4 or 3. I think I saw some of 2, and I definitely saw 1. So out of, it's number 5 of something. Could you take a stab? What do you think it is?
Oh, Final Destination?
No. I wouldn't watch that garbage.
I'm drawing blank for some reason.
Got Riddick in it.
Chronicles of Riddick? No.
No, but it's got Riddick in it.
Oh, Fast Five.
There you go.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's funny. It was actually not, I mean, it's completely ridiculous, but it's actually not that bad. Like, if you go in like, okay, forget, you know, plot or anything really like amazing and just watch it for crazy car stuff and fights and stuff. And the fight between Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is pretty good. Did you see it or didn't anyone
see it?
I
didn't, and the reason why I didn't see it was that I wanted to see the one before it before I saw this one, because I've heard that there's big things that happen that'll end up like kind of ruining things if I don't see them in order. So
there's one thing that if you...
Well, okay, for me specifically.
Okay.
But yeah, I need to see the one before it first.
So that, what, there's Fast and Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious,
Tokyo Drift.
And what was the fourth one again?
Just Fast and Furious.
Oh, right.
Like they take out the thes.
The, yeah.
And then supposedly there's going to be 6 and 7. They're going to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
6 and 7. So
The Rock signed up for them.
Yeah. It's so funny though, seeing like The Rock's like squad of guys. They're totally out of like, okay, that's the sniper package from Call of Duty. That's the LMG package out of Call. Like, they're just total Call of Duty. Like, you see the guns. They got all the I think they even make some of the same sounds, like from the game, like when they're
really
talking back there.
That's pretty good. So,
yeah, it's pretty fun. Like, wow.
That's a nice little reference.
Straight out of Call of Duty.
Is there a guy with a riot shield?
No, I don't think there's a riot shield guy, but.
But that, yeah. that one's a little bit tougher.
I think The Rock could rock a riot shield.
Yeah, but yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, but you know, still sort of fun. So okay, that's Time's top 10. Before we get to ours,
right?
What have you got for us, Caleb?
I need to remind you all that the Food and Drug Administration advises you to be aware of health fraud, be suspicious of any product that claims to cure many diseases or promises that quick fix. Remember that success stories are easy to make up. More information is available at fda.gov/healthfraud. And one last thing before we jump into our movies. If you are interested in finding out what movies are available for streaming, there's a cool website called canistream.it.
Nice.
Can I Stream It? And they will tell you which
like
of the
what service and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it covers Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, Crackle, YouTube, and a number of others. So it may not be quite comprehensive of all services because there's new ones popping up every single day, but
the big ones.
It'll cover the majors. So something to look into.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. So anything on in 2011 that the Time magazine didn't hit that you enjoyed in 2011? I can definitely say I've seen the Swedish versions. The Swedish versions are good. The American version was awesome. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, go see it. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm in love with that girl now.
I still need to see that.
So did you watch
Rooney Mara? Awesome.
Did you watch her other major motion picture this year?
This year, being 2011?
Yes.
Her couple scenes in The Social Network, which I think was in 2010.
No, she was in another... major motion picture. Oh, wait, no, wait. I'm thinking of the girl from the Swedish versions.
Yeah, that's,
right.
That's
yeah.
Somebody else.
Yeah, that's Sherlock Holmes.
I missed out.
Don't talk to me about movies. I kid, no. But yeah, it's I enjoyed it a lot. I can't wait for the next two.
Yeah.
Hopefully they get Fincher to do the other two.
Hopefully, because when you change directors from him to somebody else, it's going to be quite a row to hoe.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good fit for that series, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that moodiness down to a fine science.
So there's one, Sherlock Holmes was mentioned, that was solid.
Yeah, I really liked that Sherlock Holmes movie.
Yeah.
It's as good as the first and just thoroughly enjoyable. It's hard to like, I don't want to spoil it, but like Moriarty's excellent. It's all the casting's really good and the characters are fun to watch them do their thing.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, it's nice to see the little tweaks on the things that you learned to kind of depend on in the first movie, and see them just tweak it a little bit to make it a little bit funnier and shake things up a little bit. But one thing that's definitely missing from that list is like every single superhero movie that came out.
Yeah. None of them were Oscar winners, but they were really big movies, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Thor, Captain America.
X-Men First Class.
X-Men First Class.
We'll let Green Lantern sit in its little corner.
Yeah, that
and
did
Conan. And lick its wounds.
Conan, yeah. I enjoyed that. That was fun.
The end of Potter.
Yeah, I still need to watch that one. I mean, I've read the books and all that stuff. I mean, I assume it's good. I hear it's good.
Yeah, so. It was solid. And okay. Mostly if you've read the books, like the very end of the books, there's a little payoff that everybody was kind of hoping that they'd end up putting it in the movie, and they did, and it was really cool.
Oh, okay.
Right on.
Solid.
I have one that I have to say probably not the best movie in the world, but as far as visuals, just completely and totally awesome as far as I'm concerned. It's Sucker Punch.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. I heard nothing but bad.
Yeah,
as the movie, but
completely and totally incoherent.
Okay,
and yeah, that was a common complaint,
right?
People were trying to like figure it out, like my brain's hurting just trying to figure out what's going on.
But it's funny, like if you follow it makes sense why it's incoherent, which doesn't necessarily justify.
It's not an excuse,
right? But it makes it bearable. For all somebody right. like me, who's like a big geek for people throwing schoolgirls with samurai swords against giant stone samurais.
Yeah. I might check it out eventually on streaming, but I had no desire to see that in the theater. I'm like, yeah, he doesn't need my $10 for that.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a Redbox rental, in my opinion.
All right. Cool. I just hope that Zack Snyder does not mess up the Superman movie.
Too late. I'm sorry.
Who knows? Yeah.
He might pull it off. I mean, it's like pure hit or miss with him. It's like, I like this one. Didn't like that one. That one's all right. Oy, what did he do to Watchmen?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, yeah.
Did you have any other that you can think of? I know I'm trying to.
I actually rather like the one I was just thinking of was Tintin. I thought that was actually quite good. Right. Yeah, it surprised me that I wasn't undone by the rather uncanny valley of the visual effects, because those could easily have gone like, it's a little too real, but not real enough. They actually managed to look like stylized enough that you felt like you were watching a movie that was animated, but with real people as the basis for the animation, and I thought it was pretty good.
Cool. Now, so would you recommend it to see like in the theater, or will it still be?
Is it absolutely necessary?
I wouldn't say it's absolutely necessary, but it has a lot of the kind of like the classic Indiana Jones like large globe-spanning adventure feel to it. So seeing it on a big screen is a lot of fun. And when we went to see it, it happened to be in 3D. The showing was in 3D. It was pretty cool that way. It's not like 3D things coming off the screen, but it's like it just kind of helped pull the world into a larger space.
Okay, cool. Well, I can definitely think of one that I would highly recommend you see in the theater. Hell, even see it in IMAX, because it was awesome in IMAX. Mission Impossible.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I couldn't tell you what that movie was about. Something about a Swedish guy wanting to blow up the world with nuclear bombs or something. But man, the stunts and the action it's worth it just seeing for that, the next thing. Like, all the characters are cool. They're good. So it's like, it's just fun to see it for that. Like, it's not like it's a bad plot. It's just, it's not going to be what you're going to remember it for. It's,
right, right.
You know, whoa, Tom Cruise on that Dubai building, and holy crap, this, and look at all that, and yeah.
Cool. So
Simon Pegg is good, and yeah, it's
awesome.
Yeah, actually, so, I saw that one at the, like in the top three of a lot of top 10 lists. I was kind of surprised it wasn't on your list. I mean,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not like a huge critical success as far as I can tell,
but yeah,
yeah, it's the cool factor sounds like it's high enough that it's kind of blown people away.
Yeah, it's one of those like, all right, fun movie to see at the theater again. You know,
cool.
Like, you can't go wrong with it.
That's
so
cool. Yeah, it's nice to see Brad Bird do a live action feature that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to turn to him for stuff after this, all the money this movie has made. So
yeah. Interesting fact, he said that...
this better be interesting.
You always say that. But he was commenting that the Mission Impossible movie had more effects shots in it than an animated feature does.
I wouldn't be surprised. Although, yeah, it is pretty awesome, though, knowing that Tom Cruise did the stunts and stuff. And he was like, yeah, I want to do that. I want to do those things. I'm like, man, IMAX was up close when he's up on that building. I was like, I can't watch some. Because I, you know, I don't like heights and stuff. But, man.
Right.
It was awesome. So, yeah. Anything else before we quickly move on to our last section?
Yeah. Battle LA. That was fun. That was a good, like, it was a schlocky plot.
No, I was not expecting you to say that one. I've heard nothing but bad things about that movie.
It is far from a good movie. Okay. There's a heavy use of quotes, but it's that bad but enjoyable. It's like the plot's kind of the effects are good.
I think I got you.
It's Call of Duty versus Aliens.
Basically, yeah.
Is
and that's
what it is.
And that's fun.
Right.
Okay. And
that's
why
it's
fun.
If you're a fan of those two things.
Modern Warfare 2 versus Aliens, and it's good.
Right, yeah.
Well, speaking of video games, let's move on to that.
Right on.
Quickly move on to that.
All right.
So, yeah, and you guys, I mean, I can read from this if there's ones you want to definitely hit. They have number one Minecraft. Oh, you guys got something?
I haven't
got a chance to play that one.
How about another game then? I'll throw out Minecraft if you haven't played it. What about something else?
One of my favorites of last year was Portal 2. That was a lot of
fun.
That's
number two.
Hey.
There you go, number two, yeah. Portal 2.
I'll throw out another two. Dead Space 2 is one of my favorites.
Oh, okay.
That one was good. Yep. And,
Yeah, I know. It's funny to think because that was like, that came out in like January or something, right? Like January, February, like
yeah,
very
close,
early on.
Yeah.
And like, you don't think, like, oh yeah, you forget some of the games that come out then. Like,
mm-hmm.
Then I have another one that, it's funny because I haven't gotten too far into it, but just the entire feel of it is, the entire game just breathes what I enjoy, like as far as themes and whatnot, and that's the Deus Ex Human Revolution. But it's funny because I really don't know how they got away with some of the voice acting, because it seems like it could get people into a lot of trouble, at least in California, because it's not super sensitive to making different races.
Okay. So that's not that great. All right. Number three they have on there is Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
It's good.
It's good? Oh,
it's
okay.
Good. The controls take a little getting used to, but it's very good.
Yeah, I've heard you use the motion and stuff.
The Wii motion for the sword is cool. The one of the harder parts is controlling the bird.
Ah, okay. Number four they have Uncharted 3. I've heard the aiming sucks in that game. Although they gave an update, but apparently that's like the one thing I've heard is really bad in that. Like,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I think a shooter would have it, or an action game would have a decent aiming system.
Yeah. I don't know. Since I didn't play it, but I'm just, well, that's what I heard. Number five, Batman Arkham City. Another one I didn't play yet, but I've heard is awesome.
It's high on the queue.
Yeah.
If it's anything like the Arkham Asylum, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Number six, Bastion. Anybody play it? I heard that.
I played the demo. I didn't play the whole thing with the demo.
I played through the entire game, and again, very thick artistry and really kind of cool as far as just style.
Yeah.
High on style.
I would say on that exact same note, the Gunstringer. It has like a lot of the same elements that I've heard about Bastion.
Uh-huh.
No one's mentioned it about Gunstringer. It's like, it has a cool narrator. It's got cool soundtrack. It's got, yeah. It's, I was like, I was shocked. It's like, whoa, this is awesome. Especially for a Kinect game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number seven, Skyrim. Definitely awesome. If you are into that sort of thing, it sucked many, many hours of my life away.
Yeah, everybody is playing that game still.
Yeah. Yeah.
And number eight, Dark Souls. See, I think that one is like straight up your alley.
I need to try it out.
It just sounds like one that you'd love to do. Like, it sounds like painfully hard.
Okay.
But like, and like challenging, but I don't know. It just sounds like up your alley.
I keep watching for sales on that one.
Number nine, Sword and Sorcery. I've heard that's, it's like a iOS game, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And then number 10.
Oh, that's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah, that's been getting a lot of big indie
soundtrack
praise.
Soundtrack is supposed to be pretty awesome too.
Mm-hmm.
And number 10, they have Battlefield 3. For shame, they do not have Modern Warfare 3 on this list.
Yeah. I'm glad to see Battlefield made it. I think it's an excellent game. The joining system for live could use a little bit of care. But
yeah, its UI sucks, but the game itself is solid and fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can definitely tell it's a PC game that was turned into a console game, which isn't a knock on it. It's just you can tell,
okay, we're making this for PC people first.
Right.
All right, then we're going to put it on a console. It's once you know that, then...
A lot of
You'll
things
be
make
okay.
sense.
It's
yeah.
the complete opposite of the Modern Warfare philosophy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, it's there's... Good. I mean, we're down to the end of our show, and we've barely scratched the surface of 2011. I mean, we could do a whole nother show on stuff, but...
Probably.
Easily.
Yeah, easily. But yeah, we want to thank you for joining us, and...
thanks for listening.
Please like us on Facebook, hit us on Twitter.
Yep.
What's that again, Caleb?
Robots Attack Me.
And how can they email us, Caleb?
You can email us at robotsattackshow@gmail.com.
Yes. Please email us. Let us know what you like about the show, what you don't like. You know, we want to hear from you and participate in the show. It's fun.
Yeah, and if you go to robotsattack.me, we'll let you know if our time slot is changing with the new...
Check out the Facebook page and Twitter first, because we need to do some stuff on our webpage. Definitely go to our webpage.
Yeah,
we'll definitely put the info up on our Facebook and Twitter. Keep an eye on that. It's a little easier to update stuff. But yeah, again, thank you, Jason, for gracing us with your presence on
Pleasure
the show.
Doing business with you guys.
And thank you, Caleb.
Thank you, Joe. And
thank you all for ending this 2011 with a bang. And
woohoo!
Hopefully. When we come back, we'll bring in the new year with some new segments, possibly some more Jason.
Perhaps.
It's the end of this.
What? That's not what you said.
Yeah.
During one of the music breaks or something.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you for listening to Robots Attack on KSCU Santa Clara.
103.3 FM.
Raccoon, Veronica, Mixtone.